here it is, your favorite quiz show in the Bay Area. Minds Over Matter, here on Local Public Radio, KLW. And now, here is your host, in for Dana Rodriguez, Leah Garchik.
Good evening. And hello out there. We are Minds Over Matter, but we're without our fearless leader, Dana Rodriguez, tonight. He's called away on family business. We miss him. We wish him well. And if he's listening, you're in our thoughts, Dana. But meanwhile, here we are, Jerry Nachman and I, Leah Garchik, and we're here for an audience participation quiz show. We hope you're sitting by your radio and ready for the same thing. So the idea is we ask you questions, you ask us questions. They can be on any manner of things, trivia questions or history, general interest. We're terrible on sports and we're pretty bad on rock and roll too, but everything else is geography. Dana has us all down pat, literature, history, geography.
After 20 years, he should.
I'm not going to say blah, blah, because that doesn't sound flattering to him. But we are ready for your calls. The number here at KALW is 415-841-4134. If you're listening, if you're on your computer, you can feel free to be in touch with us. And if you want to be in touch with us during the week, it's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. So I am going to introduce my fellow panelists. Jerry Nachman feels that the best man to replace John Stewart is Brian Williams, and vice versa.
And Leah Garchik is the best woman to star in 50 Shades of Mousy Brown.
Okay. So we are ready to begin the game. I hope you're. I can see there are a few blinking lights, so the regulars haven't turned us off yet. No. But let's start with Jerry Nachman first. He's going to ask a question.
Okay. Saturday Night Live is celebrating its 40th anniversary, actually tonight. What is the longest running music show on TV? Also 40 years old.
The longest-running music show. Only music?
Yeah.
The Metropolitan Opera? No, that's not on TV.
It's been on for about 30 years.
Yeah. I don't know. Listeners, are you there? Well, let's go to a call. Hello, good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, City.
Yes. Hello.
It's the longest running musical show. It's not Soul Train, is it?
No. No, it's still on. The show is still on.
Wow. Oh.
Celebrating its 40th anniversary tonight, this week.
Got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Besides being Westerns, what do both Gunsmoke and Bonanza share in common?
Lots of guys in the starring roles.
Gunsmoke and Bonanza, what they had in common?
Yeah, what else they have in common?
What else? What do you mean? What else besides what?
Well, besides, it has something to do with a company that owns them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not very good on that.
The same company, CBS Paramount.
I'm not very good on that.
Oh, that's really inside baseball.
Yeah.
But it's inside Western. So what's your other question, sir?
On the 1957 Ford Thunderbird, what was used in lieu of power steering fluid?
On the what? What?
57 Thunderbird, what was used as a substitute for power steering fluid?
Lemonade.
No.
Substitute for what? I still didn't
power know. Steering fluid. Jerry, yeah. is there's click and clack and clock, the other brother unknown, and that's Jerry Nachman. But he looks befuddled.
Clark. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
Would you like to give would you like to? Oh, do you want to say?
You want to try to guess?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Whale oil.
Oh, okay.
Whale oil?
Yeah, believe it or not.
How did they think that would be around for so long?
I don't know.
Well, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. The board's all lit up, so let's go to another caller. Hello? Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? You are on Minds Over Matter. And let's try once more. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It wasn't me then.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You're on the air.
You know, I had the same answer to your question, Soul Train, so I'm out.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you. Have a nice evening.
No, it's a show that's still on. Soul Train's not on anymore, is it? No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Anyway.
I don't know, but...
This show is still on.
Okay. Is it a PBS show?
No.
Okay. Okay, let's go to another caller. Good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
Yes. Who are you and where are you, sir?
Hi, this is James in the Mission.
Hi, James.
So would it be Austin City Limits?
Yes, it would be. Very good.
Oh, great. Oh,
very good.
And then I also have a question as to how long the Grand Ole Opry was on.
That was on for like 60 years. It's still on, isn't it? Not nationally,
but... No, it's
locally,
I
probably,
look,
yeah.
It started in 1925.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's maybe 80 years even. How long?
Well, it couldn't be on TV for 80 years.
No, not on TV, but on...
So maybe someone will know when that began.
Well, it started in 1925.
Yeah, but when it began being televised.
Ah, yes, okay, I understand. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. What substance, in 1305, shoe sizes were invented. These shoe sizes used...
What year?
In England. 1305, that's a long time ago. Yeah. What substance was the basis for shoe size?
You mean how they measured it?
Yeah. Like when you say a yard is from your tip of your finger to... What was the substance for that was the measure? You have to think about what was around in 1305.
Right, not a lot.
It wasn't like cell phones.
Rocks.
No. Okay.
Looks like you're looks like you're a size rock.
Right.
Size 8 rock.
No.
I have no idea.
Okay. We'll wait for an answer on that. And let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Can you tell us your name and where you are?
This is John from Oakland.
Hi, John.
So I had Austin City Limits stolen out from under me.
Oh, sorry about that.
But I will tell you that it was first on television in 1976.
Were you watching?
I may have been, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I've learned a lot about music from Austin City Limits over the years.
It's a good show, yeah.
I do have a television music question for you.
Great.
What television program did Harry Belafonte first perform the Banana Boat song on?
Oh.
Was it the Ed Sullivan Show?
Not the Ed Sullivan Show.
Was it Perry Como?
Not Perry Como.
Banana Boat.
It wasn't on the Hit Parade. They never had guests, did they?
It was a variety show.
A variety show of the time. It wasn't...
so many then.
Now, I'm not saying it was a variety show of the time.
I'm confused.
Now you've muddied the water.
should I just tell you, or should we let it ride?
Well, I want to know what you mean by that. What do you mean not of...
It was a variety show.
Yeah.
It was not a variety show that was on television in the 50s.
Oh, well, then we probably wouldn't know about it, would we? I don't know.
The Muppet Show.
No.
Muppet Show was
according to Wikipedia.
He never did it on TV?
It wasn't done on TV.
But not by him. It was done by others. I think I remember it on the Hit Parade. But it wasn't him singing it.
It had been a hit song. But when he's performing it on The Muppet Show, he says, "This is the first time I've sung this song on television."
Really? That's hard to
believe. And that's how history is made.
Yeah. I remember I loved Stan Freberg's parody of it.
My son does, too. My 4-year-old does, too.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Okay, you too. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Tell us who you are and where.
Right?
Excuse me?
I'm me, Carlin Patero.
Hi.
Yeah, shoe size. Good Lord, what would they even... You mean when they measure feet, would they put them in, like, clay or something?
They would measure them up against a natural product.
A natural product?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. How about wood from a tree, a tree trunk size?
Nope, 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 nope. Mm-hmm. Something... I'll give you an even bigger hint, because it's pretty... it's edible.
Oh, a fish of some kind?
No.
Trees are edible. Parts of them, anyway.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Hmm.
How about corn?
You're close.
So it's something you grow, like an ear corn.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I give you, in fact, a tiny
Three
little bell.
Of a
Can
bell.
You hear a little bell? Just a little tinkling there? Okay, let's give it a little
eggplant.
While.
I don't know.
No, not an eggplant.
Let that one go. I can't even begin to guess.
Okay.
I got a couple questions for you, quickies.
Yes.
The date, you know, what Friday was, the 13th.
Yes.
You know how many are this year and what next?
Well, there has to be one in March, right? And
there's three this year. What year will they have three more? There's
Why does there have
year.
To be one in March?
Because February and March are the same date.
A length.
Unless it's a leap year. And let's see, what year will there be more? That's hard.
Three more. There's one each year at least. And what year would be next three?
No way to figure that out, I don't
we
think.
Don't, yeah. We don't know.
We're not like the Rain Man.
2026. Okay. Well, will you call again then?
I'll call sooner. I got one more quickie. Who was born on February 12th, 1809? Two famous people, one here and one abroad.
1809?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Can you narrow it down a little? Political figure or?
Yeah, one's a political figure. We just had we're going to have the holiday for him tomorrow.
Oh.
Washington.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah. But who else was born on the same date?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
No, I give you a hint. It's in Britain. Famous from Britain.
I don't know.
Disraeli?
I think natural.
Natural.
people.
I don't know.
You Finches.
I don't know. Could be anything.
You've stumped us.
Think Easter Island.
Who?
Easter Island.
I don't know.
Charles Darwin.
Oh, Charles Darwin.
Yep, 1809, both. 212, 1809.
How interesting.
Oh, that's right. Somebody wrote a book about them. Somebody wrote a book about them because they had been born on the same day, same year.
Comparing them?
My birthday is Tuesday, the 17th.
Oh, well. So you follow in the footsteps of Darwin and Lincoln.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Five behind one and five ahead of the other.
Okay. Thank you.
Boy, thank you. I did my two questions, and I can't. Corn. How about, I don't know, radishes, potatoes?
No. Mm-mm.
You said food. I'm on the right foot.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Okay.
Gross. I'll have to keep listening and find out.
Okay. Keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to ask a question because I actually love this question. For what profession that now uses a face mask did people wear top hats and tailcoats in the 19th century? So when people did this in the 19th century, they wore top hats and tailcoats, and now they do it wearing a face mask. What profession?
Bank robber.
No. No.
No, I know.
No.
Skiing.
No.
I don't know. That's all.
Would you wear a top hat and a tailcoat to go
skiing?
Well,
no, of course not. That's why.
Okay. Well, let's go to a caller. Hello. Good evening.
Hi.
You are on Minds Over Matter. Who are you and where are you?
This is Eve calling from Berkeley.
Oh, I think we know you.
Long time, no say. Okay, so I really have two interesting questions for you. The first one, in the mid-century, like 1500, 1600, French wives could file charge in court against their husband for this offense. What do you think it is? Now, remember, wives.
Yeah.
That's very broad.
Yeah, right. But it's, but remember, wives and husband. What could it be? What wives and husband do?
Beating, abuse?
No, wives and husband do in bed, on bed, in bed.
Rape?
No.
I don't know.
Again.
Making demands?
Making love.
Remember, husband and wife expect something from each other. And if one cannot deliver, then what?
Taking out the garbage.
No. Expensing is on bed. All right, I'll give you the answer. It's impotence. Impotence. It was a crime, actually, in France.
Is that
impotence.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what was... What
That's
was
where it
the,
would be a crime, yeah.
This
yeah,
show is educational.
So what was the... What happened if the husband is accused? What did he have to do?
I can't say that on the radio.
Well, say it.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
All right. I will tell you the answer.
They Carefully.
Will perform. They will have to perform. The husband have to perform.
In court?
Sex in court, yes.
Really? Otherwise, are you sure that's the...
Yeah, really. True story. Yeah,
all right. Okay. All right.
Okay. The second question very quickly. Which produces more radioactive material? Not radioactive, radioactive material, according to the United States government. The same power station, a nuclear power plant or coal burning plant? Which one produces more? You know, like
coal, a coal burning plant.
Yeah, by how many? How many times?
I don't know. 300.
100 times.
100. Okay. Times. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Jerry gets a bell.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to a call. Hello, good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter. Good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter. Good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Leah?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Leah. It's Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry and Susan.
Okay, the top hat and tails in the 19th century, I think, were chimney sweeps.
No, that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Sounds,
they did wear chimney
sounds,
sweeps, but
yeah.
And they probably do wear some kind of face masks now.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to give you a bell, but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay, because I think that some of my heritage is English, and I think that's the case.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, and
okay.
For measuring the foot,
yeah,
was it a rabbit?
No. It was a food substance.
Oh, a food substance.
Uh huh.
Oh,
an agricultural
food substance.
An agricultural product.
Oh.
Okay.
How about a sheaf of wheat or oats?
You know what? That's close enough. It's barley corns. I think
okay.
That's a sheaf of barley. I think that's the sort of corn part where the kernels of barley are.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
Okay. Good night. Let's go to another call. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you tell us your name and where you are?
I'm Dan from Daly City.
Hi.
Someone just, they didn't steal my answer. They guessed the same answer as I was going to guess is wrong. It was about the top hat. I'm sure it was a chimney sweep.
Yeah, but that's not my answer is more surprising. But it is true, of course, that I'm sure modern chimney sweeps probably wear close to hazmat suits, don't you think?
You know, you got me. I've never seen one. I've only seen pictures.
Me neither. Dick Van Dyke wore a top hat and a...
That's what I was just going to say. Exactly.
Dick Van Dyke had his famous English accent.
Right. So do you have another answer?
Oh boy, I have answers to lots of things. Just none of the questions. Hey, I've got a question. You want a question?
Yes.
Okay, this is a beetle question.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me think of this. What beetle song did Ringo play keyboards on?
Ooh.
I don't know. This is a, no idea. This is a
Yellow
is a,
Submarine.
No, he sang it, but he didn't play keyboards on it.
This is a question for Gareth, who's a Beatles expert as well as a 50s
TV. Who's your Beatles expert?
Gareth, the one of person our who called first today.
Yeah, he always calls first.
Is it I Want to Be Your Man?
Nope, Ringo did sing that one too.
Oh, well, we've got some guesses from inside the station, but no, huh? Okay, let's leave that out there. Do you want to give it to the board op?
Whoops, I think I'm losing you here. You still there?
Do you want to give it to the board op?
Yeah, sure, to the board op.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, Jerry, how about a question?
How about it? Okay. When To Kill a Mockingbird was a number one bestseller in December of 1960, what other famous novel then was its major rival for the top spot?
Oh, 1960.
Yeah.
Valley of the Dolls?
No, no, it's considered a kind of a classic now. It's better than
Valley of the Dolls.
Not a potboiler.
Was it Hemingway?
No.
Huh.
Major writer. Major title.
John Gunther or...
No.
Mishner?
No, that's a good guess. No.
No. Okay, why don't you repeat the question? That's what I have not been doing.
When To Kill a Mockingbird was the number one bestseller in December of 1960, what other famous novel was then its major rival for the top spot?
Okay, somebody's going to have a...
Well, I mean, it's several titles. Somebody will maybe stumble on it, but it's a very well-known author.
Wasn't Goodbye Columbus?
No. Very good guess. No.
I think that was later, actually, maybe 6 or 8 years later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to a caller. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter. Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you, sir?
My name is Robert, and I'm on Potrero Hill.
Hi.
And the answer, I think, to the question about who's now wearing a face mask...
Yes.
...and used to be wearing a top hat...
Yes.
...is, I think, the umpire behind the plate.
That's right.
Oh, wonderful.
That's right.
That's a wonderful question. That is a great question, yeah.
That's right.
I know, because our youth group in the summer plays on the field opposite an old-time baseball that dresses like they did in the 1800s.
And they wore a top hat, huh? That's great. Yeah.
Do they worry about being hit with balls?
Yes.
Probably got their hat knocked off a lot.
They what?
They actually stand a bit to the side.
Yeah.
So that they're not hit by a ball coming off the bat.
Now everybody's so protected.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for you. That's great. Thank you. Right. So, did I give you a... There's your bell.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Can you tell us who you are and where you are, please?
Oh, Glenn, Oakland.
Hi.
I was going to say fencing, but the umpire was correct, so I was wrong.
Oh.
So now I'm left with nothing. So I got a quick and fake and transpose. So, okay, in San Francisco.
Yes.
Street names.
Yes.
Okay, counting alphabetically backwards.
Ooh.
Okay, so K is Kirkham, right?
And backwards.
K.
Lawton.
J-K. Okay, so K is Kirkham, and then J is Judah.
Right.
Lawton.
Lawton is the other way.
No, we're counting backwards.
Right. There's no I, I don't think.
I is Irving.
Irving, and then...
And then what?
J-K. Wait a minute.
H-I.
H. There's no H. It's Lincoln.
But there is.
Lincoln Irving.
No. I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to leave it with the board, or you got your Google thingy, but it's over by Kezar Stadium.
Okay.
And it's a car from Yugoslavia.
I don't get it.
Excuse me?
I don't understand.
Oh, Kia? No, I'm sorry. Wait, let's go back to your original question, okay? Are you there? No. Okay. We've lost our caller. Let's go to another caller, because I couldn't quite understand what
I don't get that.
That was about.
How did
let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Good evening.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno, Nevada calling.
Oh, great. Hi.
Hi, yeah. I had the same guess as the other person. I thought it was a chimney sweep.
Right.
But I was wrong. So That's all I have.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much for calling, Lynn.
Thank you.
Have a nice night. Okay. Okay. Is it my turn, Chair?
I never know.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question. Where was knitting invented?
Knitting?
Yes. Knitting. What part of the world was knitting invented?
Oh, probably the Middle East somewhere, I'll say.
Oh!
Right? Oh, okay.
The Middle East, yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's one of the older parts of the globe.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? What's your name and where do you live?
Hi, Leah. Hi, Jerry. It's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Did Ringo play piano on Lady Madonna?
Ah, Ringo played piano on Lady Madonna. Is that right? Did you get the answer? Oh, that guy hung up. But that's pretty distinctive piano playing, actually, on Lady Madonna that you don't hear in the other things. That. Yeah. So we our consensus
bell.
Of
it's not a bell.
We're in a generous
it's not
mood.
An official bell. But
Damien
it's a
and
bell.
I say yes. It's Ringo. If that caller is still listening and it's not Ringo, please call back so we'll know. Okay?
And then for the rival to Kill a Mockingbird, was it Catcher in the Rye?
No.
Oh,
no. Very good guess. No.
Okay.
Oh, was it the one? What's the one about the boys on the island? And
Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
No. That was also a good guess, but no. No.
No. Hmm.
And I have a question.
Yes.
What is Spotted Dog?
I know what Spotted Pig is, but...
Spotted Dick.
Spotted Dick. There's a Spotted Pig, too. Okay, Spotted Dog.
Spotted... Is it a British dessert?
not dessert, but it is a food.
It must be pudding. Everything in British food is pudding.
No, well, it's not actually British.
Oh.
That part of the world.
Oh. It's from that part of the world?
Mm-hmm.
So it's from the British Isles?
Not exactly.
Uh-oh. Well, do you serve it in a bowl or on a plate? How's that? We'll play 20 questions.
On a plate.
So you eat it with a fork?
You could, but...
Give us a little hint.
It's from Ireland.
Oh. So is it some kind of cereal, or...?
It has cereal in it.
Well, I don't think we know. Let's leave it out there. Maybe somebody Irish is listening who ate it every day for breakfast. He was dying for Fruit Loops, but his mother said, sit down
you
and
have
eat
it
your...
for breakfast.
You could?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if that person is out there. Was just longing for it.
All
okay?
right. I'll leave it with the board up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Good night.
Good night. And let's go to another caller. Hello? You are on Minds Over Matter. Can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Bill from Bernal Heights.
Hi, Bill from Bernal.
How you doing? Is it Exodus?
No, it is not. Also a good guess.
Okay.
God, those
the
were the...
The name is Hugo.
Oh, Hugo. Is Hugo in that progression? I guess it is, but it's because it only runs...
It only runs for a few blocks.
Yeah.
Hugo.
Hugo is parallel to Judah.
Yeah. Never heard of Hugo.
Hugo. Well, everybody's heard of Hugo.
I haven't.
Okay.
And the first guy you've met.
Yeah.
Good. What three states have the word red in it, but not necessarily in English?
Colorado, of course.
Oh, not necessarily.
Yes.
Colorado.
Not necessarily in English.
Right. Absolutely not in English, actually.
Yeah.
One's pretty obvious, one's kind of obscure.
I want to say Dakota. I don't know.
Okay. We're out. Maybe people can puzzle over this at home. We have to keep our...
ears open for the callers, and I can't think and talk at the same time.
Okay,
but so
you want
let's
me to tell the opera.
Yes,
or you want me to, but tell it, right now?
No, you can tell them right now, and then
okay, I'll tell you right now. It's Rhode Island.
Oh, because the
Rhode is red.
It's Dutch for red.
In what language?
Dutch.
Oh, really? Okay.
But
and the other one is Oklahoma.
Oh.
For Cherokee, for red clay.
Oh, thank you. That's
oh,
good.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Interesting. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. That's peculiar. I thought we'd have thought Rhode Island was named after someone named Rhodes or something.
Cecil Rhodes. I don't
maybe
know.
It was
I
later.
Think that's a different,
I don't know.
I think that's a different Rhodes.
Now we're really confused.
As in Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a presidential question. What eight presidents never went to college?
Well, Harry Truman.
That's not on my list.
He didn't go to college. I don't think so.
He's not on.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll try again.
Well, callers, why don't you listen? And meanwhile, we'll take a call and people can call and knock these off one by one. Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda in El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
How are you two guys doing?
We're lonely.
Okay.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of answers I'd like to give.
Yeah.
One of the presidents would be Andrew Johnson.
That's right.
He could barely read and write.
That's right.
So, also about the question about Harper Lee's competition for
yeah.
the prize. I know that's John Updike. I can't think of the book, though.
You're right.
Okay.
Was it Rabbit Run?
Rabbit Run is it.
Well,
very good.
That was a
very good. Okay.
Incredible book. Okay, and I have a Harper Lee question for you guys. So this book has been out a very long time, and it's generated consistently amazing sales. How much do you think that Harper Lee earns in a year, every year, from royalties?
I read that. I don't know.
Round figures.
$1 million.
Okay. What about Leah? Do you have...
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, eat your heart out, you two writers. It's over $3 million, according to what I read.
Well, good for her. She wrote a wonderful book. That's great.
All right. Well, good. Well, have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I think one of the presidents who didn't go to college would have to be Lincoln.
That is right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me do the mid-show housekeeping. You're listening to Minds Over Matter on KALW. The number to call here, we're an audience participation and quiz show. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 415-841-4134. We're on 91.7 FM, but you know that if you can hear my voice. Well, Jerry, what questions do you have outstanding?
I don't have any out.
Okay, and I think I don't either. So the callers have been great. Let's go to another call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in Walton, Oregon.
Hi.
And I wanted to answer the Beatles question.
Yeah.
I thought the question was what song he sang and played on.
No, it was that he played on.
Oh, okay. Well, my guess was Don't Pass Me By, which has a very distinctive piano part in it.
Oh. Well, I hope maybe that person will call, because Jerry and I are totally in the dark about it. So maybe we'll get a call from the person who posed the question and we'll have an answer. And otherwise, it'll have to be one of life's mysteries.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let's go to another call. Hello.
Hello. Is that me?
Yes. Good evening.
Hi, Leah. It's Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi. So I did know Hugo Street.
Yeah.
There's no G. And then I wonder if Fulton is the F.
Yeah.
And then we're missing a E and a D, and we go right to Cabrillo. I've always wondered about that.
Right, Cabrillo, Balboa, and...
Now, so I don't know, but I also have a comment.
Yes.
Chimney sweeps were naked. They were poor little boys from the street, and they had to get into these really tiny spaces in the Victorian chimneys, and they wore nothing at all, and they got horrible, horrible kinds of cancer from absorbing all the coal dust through their skin. One of the first cases of occupational disease.
So what is the myth of them in top hats and tailcoats? That's just Mary Poppins?
Some cover up from the people who hired them? I don't know.
Probably Mary Poppins, yes.
But it is a myth. It's a Victorian type myth, you know, like woman being the angel of the house unless she's working 16 days in the mill.
Yeah.
You know?
That isn't true.
Well, she still is the angel of the home unless she's working those days in the mill. But anyway, no, it's chimney sweep. It's really an awful occupation. It's not this cute little thing with a
okay.
And tails. And then I have sort of a silly question, but it's a food question, Leah, so you might like it.
Yeah.
We just had Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And those little teeny hearts with the slogans on them have been around seemingly forever.
Right.
When we were little. And they are made by Necco.
Right.
The people who made Necco wafers.
Right.
So who knows where Necco candy got its name?
The New England Confectionery Company.
Yeah, you're so smart.
Very good.
I do. Very good.
It's one of the oldest candies in the country.
I used to pass it in Boston, Cambridge.
Okay. Do you still have presidents outstanding who didn't go to college?
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson, yes.
Okay, great. I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Okay, and let's go to another caller. The phones are kind of busy, so that's nice. Hi, you're on Mind Over Matter.
Hello, this is Maddie and Sparky from Oakland tonight.
Hi.
We're actually in San Francisco, but we're actually from Oakland. Anyway.
And Maddie is talking. She never talks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we called in about the Ringo keyboard playing question.
Yeah.
Ringo officially played keyboard on a song called I'm Looking Through You. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lady Madonna, that's definitely Paul playing. And although Ringo in concert has gotten behind a piano and tinkled out the first few keys of Don't Pass Me By, I think Paul probably played on the actual record itself. So I'm Looking Through You is where Ringo played.
So, as usual with Beatles matters, it's exquisitely complicated.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay, I think we know more than we need to know about that song.
Okay. Did you have a question?
Oh, no. Also, presidents who never went to college.
Yes.
Oh, George W. Bush.
No, he did go to college.
Of course he did.
He could have pulled off.
And he's the only president with a master's.
Who else didn't? Do you have any more?
We're done.
No?
No.
Okay, you're kind of... If I sound disjointed, it's because the connection sounds kind of disjointed.
They sound like you're in their bathtub.
Right.
Okay.
But thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, George W. Bush is the only president with a master's.
Well, okay. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
Yes. Who are you? Where are you?
Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Harry Truman is the only 20th century one, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's what I said, but Leah said no.
He wasn't on my list.
I'm pretty sure he didn't go, but we can check it out.
Okay.
Not Harry Truman, or it's either Truman or Carter?
Carter has PhD, I believe.
Yeah, actually, he went to Naval Academy. So did Woodrow Wilson had a PhD.
Yeah.
Because he was president of Princeton or whatever it was.
Princeton, you're right.
New Jersey School.
Yeah.
How about a geographical question? What state is the most western and most eastern together?
Hawaii.
Most western is Alaska.
No, it's Alaska. Yeah, he's got it.
Oh.
Because it stretches over stretches over the international dateline with the islands and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
People like authors, so I got one quickie for you from an author. What author was born
What's the most eastern? You didn't tell us.
The same one. Because it's over the dateline.
I didn't hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a big state. It's bigger than like 187 sovereign countries.
So
what author was born in both Florida and Missouri? And I'll give you a hint, he's famous, very famous.
Mark Twain.
Yeah, I guess I've asked that dumb one.
How was he born in both places?
I don't quite know why, but for some reason...
He's born in Florida, Missouri.
Oh,
that's right. That's very awesome. Good.
Thank you very much.
I hate those ones that do that, don't you? Just like Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah, he grew up in Hannibal, but he was born in Florida. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Hello, we're going to go to another call now. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Oh, hi. Is that me?
That's you. So tell us who you are and where you are.
Okay, this is kind of cheating. I'm Terry in Oakland.
Hi, Terry.
But I got a different answer about the guys who perform their profession in top hat and tails.
Yeah.
Surgeons. I mean, it's so icky when you think about it.
Yeah, I guess that's a very...
Pictures of them, you know, going in with their
right
bag full of
in Victorian times, or
knives,
or dentists that would operate in the street.
Could be, yeah.
Right in the street, yeah.
Oh, we'll give you a bell for that.
She gives a bell to everybody.
Yeah, we'll give you a bell for that. Sure, why not?
Everybody gets a present.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Thanks
you,
a lot, bye. Terry. Bye bye. Okay, Jerry, you have a question.
Okay, only 3 of the 10 commandments are actually illegal. What are they?
Kill.
Yeah, murder.
Steal?
Steal. Those are the 2 easy ones. What's the 3rd one?
Let's see. The law says you're fined for coveting your neighbor's wife.
You're
taking,
good for that, yeah.
Taking the Lord's name in vain, yeah. Honoring thy mother and father. The law doesn't care. It's adultery is not against the law.
Nope.
What are the other commandments?
Weird. I don't know.
Covet. I don't know.
No.
Who else?
Coveting is very legal.
Coveting is legal.
Yeah.
And stealing we got.
Stealing and murder are the easy ones, yeah.
Okay, we'll have to leave it out there.
Yeah,
so
it's a good one to leave out.
That's a good one to leave out. And
yeah.
We have 18 minutes left, so if people please do call with an answer. Surely there must be a few religious listeners who've got those commandments down pat. Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over... Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, a correction. Carter had a master's degree in nuclear engineering, my field, but the president that had a PhD was Woodrow Wilson. There, nobody else had PhD since his time.
Oh.
Just last thing, I think the other thing is the false witness or false testimony.
That's correct. Perjury. That would be bearing false witness.
Just one very quick question.
Very good, Eve.
The only country named after Jesus Christ.
What's named after Jesus?
The only country named after Jesus Christ. In South America.
In South America?
Yes. It doesn't sound like that, but it is after the Savior.
El Salvador.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Okay.
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 Give myself a bell. Okay, let's go to another call. Good evening. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ray in Berkeley.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. I had some of those as well, like Woodrow Wilson, the PhD, and the surgeon's mask. I thought that was really your intended question because it was so grotesque. The guys wore top hat tails and just wiped their hands on their pants without washing them between patients.
Mm.
Along your...
It was
your,
good for the cleaning industry and the tailors, though.
Yeah, right. The Rhode Island question can be reminded by Golden Gate Park, which has a rhododendron dell. That means in Greek, red tree.
I never knew that. Wow.
And as for the chimney sweeps, do you know what was the first disease to be associated with their profession? It is a terrible profession, by the way.
Well, the last caller a few times ago.
Is it a black lung disease?
No, it's even worse. Testicular carcinoma was identified as being an occupational disease of chimney sweeps in 1775 by Percival Pott.
Wow.
It is the first occupational disease to be identified.
Wow.
Okay.
How interesting. Thank you.
Well, not
that's
something
terrible.
Not something you want to go into without thinking about it.
Yeah.
Chimney sweeps?
Yeah.
Not a growth industry, especially with all the spare the air days.
Right.
Tough.
Right. And that should be a cautionary note to anyone who is around soot or similar products. It is a very carcinomic product.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to throw in a very silly question. What country in the world makes the most socks?
What country in the world most? What's your source for this?
The Sock Gazette.
Can you give us a clue? Kind of a clue? A little?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Socks.
Yeah. Socksovia.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
No.
Sock.
Let's leave it. Let's leave it out there, and let's go to a caller now. Hello, you are on Minds Over Matter. Good evening.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno calling again.
Oh, good. Hi.
And you know, you said, I did some research on Truman.
Yeah.
And Truman was actually the president who started the community college system across the nation.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm cheating, but, you know, like, I didn't think he had a college degree. So I just looked him up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And let me read this to you. Truman is the most recent U.S. president who had not earned a college degree.
Oh, good. Okay.
Give me my bell, please.
Okay.
So I cheated.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. I was pretty sure of that.
Yeah, I cheated, but I was pretty sure that's the way it was from doing research before.
I didn't know he started the community college system.
Yes,
well, you'd be happy to know that, although you cheated, that was not breaking a commandment.
Oh, yes, he started the community college system. We have him to thank.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Hey, I didn't get my bill.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'm going to ask just one other president question. I know it was my turn before, but I'm the boss tonight, and I have all these president questions. What president wrote his own epitaph and left out the fact that he was president?
Really?
Yes. He listed his other accomplishments and left out that he was president.
Gerald Ford.
On his tombstone.
Gerald Ford.
No.
Okay.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Where are you and who are you?
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And so we have a San Francisco history question that we've been waiting for you, Leah, to be on the show to ask.
Oh, that's nice.
So a general who made his name in the 1800s has three streets in San Francisco named after him and used to have a fort named after him. Two of the streets are named for his last name, and one of the streets is named for his first name, which is kind of unusual for a man. There are lots of first name streets named for women. So I'm wondering if you know who this person might be.
Franklin Pierce.
No.
Was it Montgomery?
It's not Montgomery either, but there are two Montgomery streets.
Yeah. Or Folsom? Isn't there a Folsom Street in the Presidio, too?
I don't know. The Presidio is the home of all the second streets.
All the second streets, yeah.
But the person I'm thinking of is not whoever Folsom was. And this person had a fort named after him in San Francisco. It was the western part of the Presidio, but I don't think it's still called.
There's a Fort Scott as the western part of the Presidio.
Okay.
Was it Scott?
So what's Scott's name? Full name?
Wilfred?
You're close. Winfield.
Winfield.
Yeah.
So there is a Winfield Street in Bernal Heights, and there are two Scott Streets, one in the Presidio.
Right, and the other one
in the marina.
Yeah.
Or parallel to the Visadero.
Yeah.
And then there's Fort Winfield Scott. So he, even though I don't think he lived here, he cut quite a swath.
He had a good PR man.
Yeah. He had a good agency.
All right. He tweeted a lot. Thank you very much, Robert and Karen. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to another caller. Good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Evan in the Mission.
Hi, Evan.
I've got a few general
geography questions.
Yeah.
The earlier geography question kind of reminded me of a few that I quite enjoy. The first one is, if you hopped in a plane in Key West, Florida, and flew due south, what country in South America would you hit? Hit first, I guess I should say.
It's not Cuba, huh?
If you would not consider Cuba and the Caribbean part of South America.
Oh, in South America, okay.
South America, yes.
I don't know, we studied South America in the seventh grade, but I can't remember.
Guyana?
Remember anything since then.
Guyana? No?
No, and so it's kind of a trick question. You actually don't. Kind of surprising.
You miss it, huh?
You miss it entirely, yeah.
Oh,
I was
interesting.
Surprised to learn that.
Uh-huh.
The second is...
This bell's for you because you stumped us.
what state in the United States is closest to the continent of Africa?
Oh.
Wow. Massachusetts.
No.
I don't know.
You're on the right track.
Oh, really?
See, don't laugh at me so quickly. Your supercilious attitude.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
It's Maine.
Maine, of course.
Yeah.
They both stick out on
because
it.
It's so far east.
Yeah. So far, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Massachusetts is probably second. Yeah.
And then the last one is world geography. There are five countries in the world that end in the letter L. What are they?
Oh, L.
L.
That should be easy, shouldn't it?
I know.
We're not getting it, though.
Switzerland?
If you'd like, I can leave that with the operator.
Yeah, well, we're right.
Is this the anglicized spelling or the...
8 minutes away from the end of the show, so I'm...
We should play with this.
Stay with us and play.
Sure.
And play. Give us some first letters.
No. We should get that.
This is a very large population country, so it's one that you should, I guess, hopefully come across.
And, how about Nepal? That's not...
Great. There's one of them.
That's good, yeah.
Are they all in Asia? No.
They're not. They're in Asia. They're in Europe. They're in Africa. They're in South America.
Gosh. Why is this so difficult?
We know these countries.
Definitely.
No, you better. We have the dread dead air time while we're thinking.
Okay.
So
you
can't see our faces screwed up in with effort. So you better tell us.
Okay. In South Africa, in South America, Brazil.
Oh,
of course, yeah.
In Europe, you've got Portugal.
Yeah.
Oh, who ever heard of these places?
Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. God.
And then last but not least, Senegal.
Oh, yeah.
Good question.
That's a great question. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Have a
you.
Good night.
Big bell for you. Okay. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve in San Francisco.
Hi.
What is Iceland's chief export to Europe?
Oh. Iceland's chief export to Europe.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful Icelandic ladies.
Peat moss, I don't know.
Ice.
I know, we're short on time, so I'll make it easy for you.
Yeah.
Bananas.
No,
bananas.
No.
Yes, because of geothermal greenhouses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, the show started with bananas and the banana boat song, and here we are at bananas again. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Thank you. All right.
Here's a bell for you.
Bye, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Let's. I'm just going to run down these callers because there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Minds Over Matter. Tell us who you are and where you are. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Oh, hi. This is Pete in Emeryville, the west coast of the East Bay. Good evening.
Good evening.
The president who wrote his own epitaph.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, you're right.
Who mentioned being founder of the University
yes.
of Virginia. And I forget the other.
And one of the signers of the Constitution.
Right.
That's a modest man for you. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Never mind being president. That was a hobby. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
Very
okay.
good.
Okay. Let's go to another caller. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hi. Hello. Are you there? Yes, you are.
Oh, I said four callers ahead of me. I have an answer for the president who left his epitaph.
Yes, that was just answered, but I'll give you a bell if you get it right, too.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson, of course.
Yes, yes.
University of Virginia.
Yeah.
Drummed into us in school.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Where are you? And who are you?
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sock answer. Did you get it? China or Vietnam?
China. You're right.
Yeah, I knew China had to be socks.
40% of the world's socks are made in China.
A lot of them made in China.
Yeah.
Quick president question. Which president watched the most movies in office? Every 3 days he watched the movie, screened the movie.
Nixon, I think.
No. Close.
Reagan.
No, you went too far.
Oh, Jerry Ford?
No, Jimmy Carter, according to Dan Wall. In fact, he watched the first X-rated, Midnight Cowboy.
He watched... Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
He watched the first X-rated one, the Midnight Cowboy.
First, oh, really?
Jimmy Carter did?
That's according to Jan Wall. She did one of those.
Well, Jan Wall, yeah, I don't know.
No, she's an impeccable source. I would take that.
She did a commercial about that. She always has these little tidbits. That's why I get one of some of my tidbit answers and questions.
Well, that's what we like around here. So, thank you.
Minds Over Matter, I have to listen to KCBS from about 1:15 in the morning. Questions and answers.
Okay.
Knowledge in a Nutshell, that Dr. Thing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch for calling. Okay, let's take one more call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David from Berkeley.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil by giving the answer about Ringo and the piano, but it certainly was not Lady Madonna, because that's Paul's song, and he played piano on it.
Oh.
I had to look up to find the answer for the piano.
Oh.
It sounds like you didn't know, Leah.
I didn't.
Do you want to leave it out for next week?
Sure. Sure. I'll leave Jerry with the broom to clean it up for next week.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I'm not ashamed to say I didn't know. I have some answers here about Spotted Dog. Thank you, Peter from Glen Park, who said it was an Irish breakfast. It's Irish soda bread with raisins. And Glenn in Oakland is correct that the Ten Commandments, the answer is perjury, bearing false witness. Jerry, do you have some other answers? Quick.
All mine have been answered.
Okay, I've got to say that George Washington, Martin Van Buren, James Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Grover Cleveland did not go to college either.
Or Harry Truman.
Or Harry Truman, yeah. Okay, we are... thank you very much for listening. Dana will be back next week. We had fun. We hope you had a good time. Write to us at mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And have a lovely week. Bye-bye.